Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks, so please help out, and of course, we do have all that information available on the donate page. Please do what you can. Today, I do have Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener joining me. Hello, Stephen.
Howdy, Richard. Hello, RBN. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I do also have another contributor today, folks. One, Mr. William Repillum is here with us. Hello, William.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Stephen. Hello, everybody out there in RBN. Thanks. Good to be here.
Yes, yes. Good to have you here, as always, William. And I wanted to commend your choice of guest, you and Jeremy, that is, from last night on Jeremy's In Plain Sight on RBN. That was a very interesting guest, an Italian woman who's an activist with her own channels on video platforms. I missed how many or which platforms, but yeah, definitely it sounds like you plan to have her on again. And she was speaking a lot about the white genocide and the programming, you know, the way we're gradually being being tricked into this, like going into some of the aspects of it in your discussion during the interview last. So I really enjoyed it. Anyone who missed, check out the archive. What is her name again, William?
Laura Corvino. And you can find her, it's L-A-U-R-A, you know, spelled Laura, I like the name, and Corvino, just like it sounds, C-O-R-V-I-N-O. You go on DuckDuckGo and you look up BitChute Laura Corvino, you'll find her channel. You'll see her there. Yeah, she's got, she's also on Minds. I think you can find her on Minds at Laura L. Corvino. Minds there. She's got some just fantastic videos that she's made of, and she just kind of talks about everything. And they're really inspiring. And they're just really well done. And she just explains it all really well in a way that none of the rest of us can. She just has her own unique style, and she's doing a really great job. And I just am so inspired to see women, you know, stepping up and helping us to save our race from extermination, from the Jewish led extermination of our white European race. We need to stop being scared to stand up for it. And start speaking out, and we need to start celebrating our different cultures and races that we have in from Europe, and just our culture is so rich, and the Jews want to trick the world into thinking we have no culture, which is just disgusting nonsensical lies as usual that come from Satan's chosen people, the Jews. So we're exposing that, and she's really doing a great job helping it and doing it in such a compassionate way.
Yeah, that was well said, and I couldn't agree more. And as far as the current news and headlines, I didn't really get to cover too much this week. I know Paul in California had requested a guest for Tuesday, and then we had I had some unexpected occurrences with my work where I wasn't able to make yesterday last minute. And so I didn't really touch on very much throughout most of the week, really. But there was a lot that I, by midweek, you know, you usually get like Tuesday through Thursday, something or other significant. A lot of this sums up to triggering us further in a lot of cases, I think. But at the same time, agendas are unfolding with key timing, and I think it's you know, it's good to keep up with the news cycle. I just like a balance of a lot of things, dialogue, interviews, and also, of course, just trying to help figure out a good message, you know, and approach for us all. But I was, for example, reading about the fuel issues and winter for Europe expected to be really horrific. I mean, both with fuel and food and just the cost of everything. Many people expected to choose between heating their homes and food, buying food. You know, that's a kind of a absurd, like kind of a fear state. Some people are already projecting, but I mean, I'm not inclined to believe the world will equally suffer all this. The UN is predicting multiple famines in 2023. I think that will be mostly third world areas. Honestly, all the money that is diverted to from, you know, some parts of the world to others, it is sort of unnatural as far as the keeping in balance. I mean, and then you wonder why humans are overpopulated compared to the natural wildlife. And in general, as far as the immigration as a result into other areas of the world, and a lot of those agendas were touched on last night, which is interesting because I've been looking into this for years as well. It is intentional, the dumbing down through multiculturalism of the Western world, so that we're more subservient, and it's a real thing, and it's the big taboo for a lot of people, though, because, you know, talking about race and IQ is part of the reality and the agenda, so most people don't want to discuss that, but it's real, and it's good to discuss it for sure. Another article related, the EU supranational government mandates they're attempting to start as the norm is going to try to target reducing electricity, especially during peak hours. So, I mean, they're using the same kind of words that they had been with COVID already, because you've already been conditioned with those lockdowns. Okay. And that was the main part of it, is just to get you used to complying on a much greater level than we have in the modern time. Okay, because I mean, they're talking about flattening the curve, and we have the EU, okay, representation videos that they're posting, and pointing out the start of the next step to climate crisis measures, a plan. Of course, this is all, you know, NWO plans we've been researching for so long, but the EU is proposing a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and the way they put it again in these videos, in order to quote unquote flatten the curve. It's just like with the COVID, the lockdowns, masks, pseudoscience. But yeah, I mean, this is just what we've been saying, that, you know, they would have climate lockdowns before long. People thought we were joking. We weren't joking. It sounds outrageous, but it already, they're making the transition for the sheeple to actually see that transition as normal. But gentlemen, your thoughts? William?
Well, I went last. Stephen, you go ahead.
It's becoming more and more obvious. I agree with you completely. And unless, as white men, we don't take back responsibility for our lives, our families, and then our nation, there's nothing, what else is going to matter? I mean, it's coming at us so hard, it's so obvious that they want to exterminate us. That other video you guys played too, where you were talking to the white people, were describing how they had been attacked and singled out for being white, and I didn't, that was spot on too. I mean, people, that's happening. It's not just I don't know what to call it, but I think there's also an IQ, you say IQ, there's also an AQ that we don't talk about, an altruism quotient that white people, look at the statistics.
And there's also impulse control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of factors related to empathy. It's a lot of factors that vary, that are contributing to why this is the case, you know, but we're not you know, my focus isn't to, I really want to get back and try to go through some of these different topics quickly as well. So I don't want to really dwell too much on one thing, Stephen. I mean, but here, another comment on that from another related article at Zero Hedge this past week. This is a good quote. Once the government acquires and uses authoritarian powers to spy on its citizens, to carry out surveillance, to transform its police forces into extensions of the military, to seize taxpayer funds, to wage endless wars, to censor and silence dissidents, to identify potential troublemakers, to detain citizens without due process, it does not voluntarily relinquish them. And it is true. It is a lesson throughout the ages, okay? Once any government is allowed to overreach and expand its power, it's almost impossible to put the genie back in the bottle. The dictatorial hunger for power is insatiable, as one law professor once put it. And it is true. I mean, there's a quality of human nature. And, you know, you basically, many have theorized to really have strong change. Like you saw in the Third Reich, you need a strong, powerful, but benign dictator. Many point out, well, what happens if after he dies or you know, has to step down, that the next one is not so benign. But, there is a big conundrum, you know, I mean, and people try to present to us, oh, you can only have communism or capitalism. Oh, National Socialism. Oh, no, that's Jew hate. And so totalitarian global governance, this is the solution. They're going to, the Hegelian only option left, only option possible. They're going to try to convince you is the way this has been coming all along. But these are insane increases in the energy bills in Europe. So I really don't see how this winter is going to continue as is with this war and the energy thing with Russia. I mean, it's worse than I thought. I mean, the increase, how many times more, like 4 to 7 times? I mean, just these insane amounts where it's completely unsustainable as far as the energy bill increases. Many businesses, not just individuals, many businesses are already expecting they're going to go under. They're trying to redirect COVID money temporarily toward energy bills for corporations as small to medium businesses. That's not going to last long. And it's, well, on other related topics, though, like the CO2 push, you know, we're supposed to believe CO2 is evil, a pseudoscience once again. But they're pointing out how not just the lithium, but a lot of the components are not as so-called sustainable, and even the traditional fuels, so-called fossil fuels. There's question of many have pointed out there's evidence that they didn't actually originate from dinosaurs. The whole fossil fuel is an inaccurate label. There's infinite supply in various places. You go deep enough, it's just a natural occurring process of our, of where we live here, you know, on Earth. But the copper was one stressed in particular. There's so much more copper needed. The wind turbines as well, the wind farms and these electric cars, a huge multiple more copper needed than for standard vehicle engines and what have you. Far more times, more still with the wind turbines. But yeah, they're saying that it'll soon enough, it doesn't pencil out, you know. I mean, their goals cannot possibly be reached. They're 2030 or whatever. When you just look at these materials alone, even if you just look at something like copper alone, it's not possible. It is absolutely not even possible. But this is a way to control us, get most of us to not own our own vehicles, as I've been saying. What they claim is the goal is not really the goal anyway. So I don't focus too much on a lot of that. But I couldn't believe the whole flatten the curve associated with fuel. And I love the way this one, evidently Tucker Carlson laid it out, at least in, okay, he didn't name the Jew, but he said elites are making things worse on purpose. And I'm glad someone will just tell it like it is like that, because, you know, we see too many people talking about mismanagement. They talk about these shots coming out, the biggest goof up of all time. I'm sorry, but it's beyond that. I know we don't have all the evidence to present in front of someone, but anyone who does this kind of investigative research can put enough together. Such where someone like myself, I'm not buying, that these were accidents or that they meant well with these shots whatsoever. It's just insane to think that on so many levels. Not just that the elites don't give them to themselves and their children. I almost wanted to get into Bill Gates' mosquito interest, but that may have to go to another time. I don't know. There's just so much here I didn't even touch on. Futurists at the WEF, and their newest quote here, "We just don't need the vast majority of the population." And, you know, he's just pointing out how with technology, it's just no longer necessary. Most people aren't going to, the only things left, he says, to contribute to is artificial intelligence and bioengineering. And most of the masses just aren't going to have anything to contribute to that. So we don't need them. And I mean, you know, I suppose on that topic, my line of thinking lies somewhere in between, but live and let live. I'm not about exterminating everyone. Again, I mean, I'm also though against giving all that money to third world countries to feed people, creating sustaining an unnatural balance with nature without them contributing. So just leave it at that. But a couple more headlines before the break here. I wanted to get through. Let's see, over 50 Biden administration employees and 12 U.S. agencies have been involved in social media censorship pushing. There's a lot of documents which show plenty of evidence, ample evidence for this. Epoch Times had the story, and, you know, I mean, they do have their sources, even though overall I'm wary of their connections, as we all should be. A judge ordered Fauci and the White House press secretary to hand over records related to online censorship pressure. So, you know, things are still crumbling over in Fauci land for him. And he's certainly still looking at that retirement exit door, to say the least. But I certainly hope he doesn't get out scot-free. It would just be a shame. But we can't, at the same time, have a couple people to pin anything on. This goes so much bigger than just Fauci and Gates and Pfizer's heads or something. You know, it's just so much all-inclusive and part of other agendas, which we discuss all the time here. Biden's ambitious emissions reduction goals to be accelerated by executive orders. Congress approving $370 billion in clean energy funding. And you love the way they mislabel everything that they throw money at. Inflated money printing, just removing the money from your pocket, basically, which we should all keep in mind. Let's see, I'm getting through a lot here. Markets are betting on a pivot, they're saying, as far as the midterm relates. They're saying before the midterm, there could be a pivot from the Fed and their rates. It's not going to matter to everyday people, though. We're tanking, and we will no matter what. This is to make things worse for us, or how much they want to please the banks. These are minor details that they're trying to distract us with. And something that really should have been mentioned earlier, Poland is now declaring they want to have war with Russia. And I sent this to William Rapillum earlier. He said, yeah, this is the same pattern. So maybe after the break, we can touch on this. This is the same pattern of World War II, William pointed out. And I agree completely that this is, I mean, and they were speaking out for themselves. Hungary and Poland were starting to gain self-representation in the past decade. They were very much against the anti-white immigration policies and the affirmative action type policies, but you know, that's well, Jewish power can't allow that to last in any country for long. So time to clamp down the hammer there. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages from our sponsors. We'll check those out. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Co-Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with a bit of a news roundup slash roundtable. I guess maybe we'll get into the roundtable in the second half. We have on standby here some regulars of the roundtable panel, Stephen Douglas Whitener and William Repillum. I just quickly, folks, want to get through a bit more as I can here. As far as the energy issue, a German diplomat who mocked Trump at the UN is suddenly silent at the president's Russian energy warnings coming true. And one of the German diplomats who snickered when then-President Donald Trump said Germany would become totally dependent on Russian energy didn't respond to a question on whether his views had changed, as rising energy costs amid the war in Ukraine seemed to prove Trump right. And Trump made the remarks during a speech at the UN General Assembly, September 2018. He said in the same speech, reliance on a single foreign supplier can leave a nation vulnerable to extortion and intimidation. And I have to point that out, that's one for Trump, and he deserves to have that mentioned. The energy transition could be derailed by a looming copper shortage. Now, described that one to you already, folks. A wide rescue umbrella is what they're calling Germany's plans to support these companies. I was discussing how this is in large part COVID money that was in stasis, in limbo, as this energy crisis worsens. This elite engineered by the elites crisis of energy, food, inflation, anything possible, all with the perfect storm for their plan. So to attempt to achieve their goals, I don't think it's that likely to happen, actually. I mean, you can't build something out of the ashes with lack of meritocracy and quality society and citizens. It's just a non-starter. Maybe they can exterminate most of us, you know. Yeah, you know. And I see that as a plan. But what they're planning, presenting on the surface, good luck with that. So I don't buy that for a moment. I don't think they do. Any of them actually looked into things, of course. And well, the Queen died, you know, at 96. So we have King Charles. I haven't really seen the press mentioning him yet in that way, like Prince Charles. So you haven't seen King Charles. I saw, though, he does want to get a little more hardcore, it seemed, in one video, pardon me, as far as helping the World Economic Forum, NWO sort of agendas. So he's, you know, he's who knows, he might try to turn into a scaremonger. You know, he'll suddenly have all the power a king once did if he's a pro WEF king, I'm sure. So we'll have to see how that goes. It could be one of our greatest enemies in the near future as far as the figureheads with actual connections, bloodlines. Of course, those bloodlines, well, that's a whole other show we could do. Without energy, no economy can run. A German company's warn of disaster as electricity and gas taps are turned off. Of course, we've been hearing this now from Putin, you know, and I mean, they're trying to put these caps on the prices, and he's going to just stop completely. You know, he's not going to put up with that. We've already heard about China buying it from them and then selling it to Europe at a substantial profit for China. I don't see how any of this, all it's doing is destroying the citizens of Europe and America, and that's all it's designed to do. I make no bones about it. So I'm tired of people playing with all these other notions that those who are pulling the strings actually have belief in their own BS. Adults aged 35 to 44 died at twice the expected rate last summer. Life insurance data suggests, and we've already been hearing about these life insurance companies, they're not going to be quiet with all the money they're shelling out. It's putting them out of business practically as it is. And yeah, it's all once the shots were rolled out under Biden's forcing of it. I don't care about fast-track Trump. I mean, Biden is, in all fairness, the one who enforced it. You know, not that I'm party politics kind of guy excessively, but the data is undeniable. The shots are completely dangerous beyond anything we've seen in the past from so-called vaccines. And anyone who thinks this is an accident is insane. No, they're not insane. They're very ignorant, naive, and they don't want to believe just how nefarious those in control really are, how evil, really, their agendas really are. And, this one is an interesting side note. Taiwan has the fastest internet in the world. U.S. is fourth. Taiwan's fastest internet speed. Now, how did that happen, right? You have to ask yourself, scratch your head a little bit. U.S. Economic Freedom Index collapses to Carter administration levels. We're hearing. And right on cue, we have that break with Joy Division. Stick around for these messages from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with a news roundup slash Friday roundtable, and just a couple more headline points to touch briefly. Well, we have EV mandates being considered in 17 states, despite the risks to the grid. And what I was pointing out earlier with materials, it's really not going to pencil out, you know, for their goals, not even anywhere close. I mean, a small fraction as far as what seems like it's really available based on past history and everything we know currently with these materials. But nonetheless, we have 17 states considering EV mandates. Three states are rebelling against these rapidly moving policies for the electric vehicles. And let's see, here are some quotes. You could find this out at activistpost.com. EV mandates being considered is the start of the article. If you want to see if your state's affected or where you might want to move, if it's a big concern for you, and for a lot, I could see it might be. It's for their related to their work or personal life. Several of the 17 states, this is quoted from Fox News, this one part, several of the 17 states are likely to move forward with the plan, including Washington, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, and Vermont. California's restrictions are the strictest in the country, mandating that all new vehicles run on either electricity or hydrogen by 2035. Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, New Jersey, New Mexico, the District of Columbia, and Rhode Island are other states that might consider the new emission standards. Meanwhile, Colorado, Pennsylvania, and Virginia are three states rebelling against rapidly moving toward electric vehicles. And one of the problems, I mentioned the other problems, but one of the problems with states mandating future new car sales to be 100% electric in 13 years is that power grids will need to a drastic upgrade to handle the millions of new EVs. And again, it's nowhere near in a lot of aspects having this realistic sort of goal, if that was what they, again, really wanted, which I highly suspect is not the case. The U.S. economy in general, for that matter, all right, is still being artificially supported by trillions in COVID stimulus. That's right. I mean, just last week, Joe Biden had announced $1 billion in federal grants would be generated for manufacturing, clean energy, farming, biotech, and other industries in 21 regional partnerships across the U.S. The money is part of a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package that was instituted way back in March of 2021. That's right. If you thought the COVID funds were gone for good, you were mistaken. While certain elements of the original COVID stimulus packages have dried up, there are still vast sums of fiat dollars being held in the coffers of various federal and state programs. The issue of COVID stimulus remains a key problem for the U.S. economy for multiple reasons. First and foremost, it was the COVID stimulus packages that sent our stagflationary crisis into overdrive. In 2020, over $6 trillion of stimulus money was created from thin air by the Federal Reserve and injected directly into the U.S. economy by this ridiculous decision. You know, COVID relief checks, PPP loans, bailouts for numerous corporations. Again, in 2021, American Rescue Plan Act, adding $1.9 trillion to the pile. That's at least $8 trillion in helicopter money dropped on top of the U.S. economy. The results have been mixed, but mostly disastrous. And while Biden and the media consistently point out initially high retail sales and low unemployment numbers as a sign that all is well, what they conveniently ignore is the effects of the COVID money bonanza. When you dump $8 trillion into the system in the span of 2 years, continuing into 2022, continuing now currently, and it's going to continue into this autumn and beyond, what you are doing is creating a massive spike in artificial demand. People, businesses, and government agencies are going to go out immediately and spend that money with wild abandon. By extension, that spending will create a need for more workers and more jobs. However, this momentum is impossible to maintain because as trillions of dollars are created, the value of the money diminishes. Inflation or stagflation is the inevitable result. Prices skyrocket while wages remain frozen or are unable to keep up. All those jobs the government conjured from thin air are meaningless because they do nothing to balance out demand. They are not manufacturing jobs or jobs that drive production. And this says, it tries to stress, they are bartender jobs, retail jobs, waitress jobs, etc. I would add all of the bureaucracy jobs, all of the affirmative action hires for a critical race theory activism, you know, in government and education. Let's not forget all these people who are just complete flakes that are not qualified to chase a spider out of the house. But nonetheless, and nothing against spiders, you know, we shouldn't kill spiders. It's good to relocate spiders. But again, without increased production of goods, inflation continues to rise, and inevitably the gravity of inflation pulls down all other elements of the economy. And furthermore, the Federal Reserve will also continue to raise interest rates into economic weakness as a means to disrupt inflation. At least that's what they claim they are doing. The job market will crash right along with everything else as the cost of debt for businesses climbs right along with the cost of materials. The one thing keeping the system afloat is that precious COVID stimulus cash still circulating through the system. But it's all poisoning the system at the same time. And goes on a bit more, but it's just ridiculous where the money is actually going. I mean, the infrastructure bill, look into what that was really about. You know, it's a lot of it's just anti-white crap CRT sort of agendas, whether you're talking about the funding of these indoctrinators in politics and education, or when you're talking about, I mean, the actual part was sort of related to infrastructure, relocating interstates because they felt that it divided, cut through poor neighborhoods of people of color. And, they thought that should be a priority, just like all the gender priorities as everything is falling apart. It's, I don't know, it's the new Weimar. That's all, and it's everywhere now. You know, it's not just Germany, although America was a bit debaucherous in the 20s, roaring 20s. But now across Europe and America, it's just Weimar, Western world. Of course, orchestrated by the Little Hat Crew. And so that's my news and rant portion. And then, yeah, maybe I can actually let in my participants now. But no, gentlemen, I was most of the week, I didn't get to cover much at all, you know, and I need to cash in on my airtime here. But Stephen, you sound like you're...
Well, that was a brilliant little roundup, man. I'm glad you did that. Informed me. I know that your listeners appreciated it. I was just thinking our listeners should compare your show to what goes by drive time local radio, and just imagine if that was something like this, how things would be different. But you know, people wouldn't listen. You know, they just, I don't know, maybe they would. I just think that your show is so much better than anything that lamestream media has to offer, this legacy BS that they're putting out. And I thought that summed things up pretty well. Yeah, toss it to William.
We're too hot for prime time, you know. William, please.
You know, Richard, I took a few notes. You really went through a lot of things. I'll just pop off a couple key points here. With King Charles, it was back last December. He gave a speech, and he was talking about garnering trillions of dollars to be at his disposal. And he never told us who his was. Who is his? What is he? Who is the his that he's referring to? This is King Charles, his disposal. Well, the consensus there, which I totally agree with, is that he's talking about the Antichrist, the person they're going to raid in and have, you know, this is biblical here. So that was a biblical speech that he was given. This guy is not our friend. You're absolutely right. He's an enemy of the people. He's an agent of Satan. You know, he's an absolute piece of garbage. Now, you mentioned Colorado pushing back on... as one of the states that pushed back on the electric vehicles, which is really kind of surprising considering how liberal Colorado actually is. But you have Lauren Boebert over there. I don't know. I didn't drill down to see who initiated the pushback. But that's great to hear that there's some pushback in a state like Colorado on the EV, on the electric vehicles. But the overarching message I want to deliver here is to refer back to the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And I just while you were talking, because you were talking about how they present these new directives that they keep rolling out against us, which is really just warfare, and then they propagandize us and tell us it's for the good or whatever. If you go to Protocol 6, which is the takeover technique, and it says here in the third paragraph, in every possible way we must develop the significance of our super government by representing it as the protector and benefactor of all those who voluntarily submit to us. So, yes, that is protocol number 6. And I always refer back to this because this is probably the number one sentence that hit me when I listened to the three and a half hour on BitChute protocols of Zion, just, you know, spoken out. And I have it here with Mike King's book. It's also in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book. What we want is that industry should drain off from the land both labor and capital as by means of speculation. And this is it right here. Transfer into our hands all the money of the world, thereby throw all the goyim into the ranks of the proletariat. Then the goyim will bow down to before us, if for no other reason but to get the right to exist. Okay, so what happened with, you know, that's why with COVID, it was the perfect vehicle for them to do exactly that. All of the stock market crashed. And I've said this so many times, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, and the S&P 500, those three main American indexes, all went down by 30 to 35%, and they were all bought back up. So all of the major Fortune 500 companies, the controlling shareholders, became who other than Jewish BlackRock and their incestuous incest company, their protected firm, Vanguard, who is a private equity firm. So these asset management banks that sit above the retail banks and basically are the feeders to the Federal Reserve now took over, and that's how they started driving down these policies. We live in a corporatocracy. We don't have a government. The government is just an employee of these parasitic scum of the earth. And you know, we are, by exposing this and talking about it, and all of us, in just massive amounts of us, and that's why I'm so happy about Laura, because she, you know, she's going to inspire a lot of other women, I think, to come out and show them the template about how to discuss these things and really make a dent, because that's how we're going to do it. It's just a massive distributed network of millions of us, and they can't stop it.
Hey, amen, brother. I just had the thought. I know what it is. It's Antichrist Incorporated. That's what it is. AI, that's this, that, all that whole thing, the BlackRock, the Vanguard, the trillions of dollars all into one pool where it's our slave lifeblood that we have to have in order to buy the right to live, just to exist. There's this brilliant video I've seen of a parody of a space people go to a colony and they chant to get over and over again, we work to earn the right to work, to earn the right to work, to earn the right to buy, the right to earn the right to work until they had a right to live, and then they have to even earn the right to die because they were caught, signed on the dotted line, and it's set up as a parent, like a sci-fi thing, like, you know, it's in a colony outer space, but it is dead on accurate to just what's going on in the world right now. I'll have to find that for you gentlemen and send it to you. That it points it out. That's what's happening. All these trillions of dollars pumping up and up and up. That's all they can do is just pour more onto it, and eventually it's just they're gonna implode. There's no way it can't not. All fiat always goes back to zero. They're gonna bring in their little digital dollar or their digital currency. That's the next thing. They'll use this technocratic tyranny to enforce the communitarian law with quote-unquote governance and QR codes and all that BS. That's what the intention is. And we have to just not go along with it and depend on each other and do that more and more every day. I've been trying to interact in person, gather with more people than I had. You know, they want to isolate everyone, and I think we have to respond by not letting them do that to us, not letting them divide us and isolate us, because I've been shocked at the number of people who I talk to who are awake and see things the same way I do, and I would have never known if I hadn't asked. You know what I mean? There's always going to be that. Some, you know, not to. I'm not going to talk to somebody with a mask on. That's, you know, that's a lost cause. But I've been amazed how many people actually are aware and agree with us and locally here.
William?
Yeah. So we just keep talking. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I just talk to everybody now. I don't care. I just talk to everybody in my local kind of community, and I tell them about the Jews, and they don't always believe me, but I think they find me to be an interesting person to talk to nonetheless. And definitely it's like it's just completely undeniable at this point. And I don't know,
we have a caller who's been patiently on hold. If she's still available, Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen. Hey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard, Stephen, and William. William, your guest on Wednesday night. Reed, what was his last name?
Yeah, Reed Sainsbury. He's author of the book Exposing the Lies of History, Deprogramming 101.
Can you spell his last name?
Yeah, S-A-I-N.
Wait, just a second. S-A, say again?
S-A-I-N.
Just a minute.
Sainsbury. So S-A-I-N-S-B-U-R-Y.
B-U-R-Y. Okay, great.
Yeah. You can get his book.
Money Tree. I got all that information.
Go ahead, Kathleen. What were you going to say about it?
Yes, he was wonderful. I really appreciated that very much. And then again, William, I will never. I'm always grateful that you told us all about Dr. Lorraine Day's Bible study Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central. And she was on fire the last two Mondays. And what better Bible study than to be able to laugh? Anyway, it was great. And
I agree.
And
yeah.
So I really appreciate that. Okay, Miss Stephen, you used to say when you were on the round table or co-hosting with Richard, you used to say, hello, thought criminals. So I miss you not saying that anymore. So I hope you'll start saying that again.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. We are all thought criminals now. And then it started out a couple of years ago, and that it was just like a kind of joking and saying that we're domestic terrorists because we tell the truth. And then the FBI started showing them and talking to people who went to the school board to speak out. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So it's not just hyperbole anymore. I mean, Thought Crime Live, that's what I called my show, and that's what we commit here, thought crimes, all of us. I mean, so a thought crime a day will keep tyranny away. That's what I used to say a lot. So I really appreciate your support too, Kathleen.
Oh, I just love your show, Richard, and your guest host. And Richard, I do disagree. I think that that the population overpopulation is a myth. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much, and I'll keep listening.
I mean, there's plenty of land for everyone. But I mean, as far as when you look at Africa, if we didn't send all this money to feed people who can't feed themselves in their numbers one way or the other in balance with nature. I mean, why not just let more of the plants and animals have the land and I mean, let nature take its course to different countries and continents. Let them,
survive. Doing fine until they began to be exploited. So
intervention. You just let native tribes live in harmony with nature, in balance with nature, without intervention. That's all I was really suggesting. But no, there's plenty of land on the planet, and there is they're trying to convince us that we have to live in little cubicles. I get what you're saying, Kathleen. But I don't know. Well, thank you, as always, for your call. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, you guys are great. I try never to miss a show, and again, thanks to Julie and Mike and Sam. I really appreciate them.
Well, I second that. No, thank you so much. And yes, always a pleasure. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes left, gentlemen. William, hear from you first, sir.
Just kind of on the trillions at his disposal. I want to make one more point about the 87,000. Armed IRS agents, right? So now they've melded that they're going to use IRS agents to go essentially and rob you. So they're going to be armed. They're going to come to your house and steal anything you have from you at gunpoint. So we have the most criminal enterprise in the history of humanity at the helm. And, this was all, I know you guys don't get religious or biblical or anything, but this is all very well explained in the book of Revelation.
Well, we don't get spiritual. I'll say we don't get spiritual on the air, and we don't identify with a specific or organized religion as a theme with a show or on. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about Lorraine Day's Bible study is that, you know, she calls out the church. The whole church is totally corrupt. It should have never been started in the first place. The real thing is just having a relationship with Christ. And that's nothing to do with the religious dogma that we're subjected to.
Stephen.
Yeah, I have been associated with organized churches in the past, but I won't do that. I won't do that again. You know, I just don't profess my faith publicly, whatever it might be, a bunch. One thing my dad always used to say was, preach the gospel every day, but never say a word. And a couple of other things he said, I remember. And, you know, that's just how I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. So, and yet, you know, it's corrupt. And I mean, it was Christian Zionists and all this big mass deception went on, too. I do agree with all of that. And there are a few people that I care about that do go to a church that, I mean, I might visit with them just to be with my friend, but now I'm not going to become involved in a local church again, especially not one that's a Christian Zionist church. That with the Israeli flag and all that, that's just, that disturbs me there. So, and even,
go ahead.
Stephen, did you see a church with an Israeli flag?
Oh, I have seen churches that have an Israeli and an American and a Christian flag all flying on their stage. I've seen those before. Yeah, I forget exactly which one. Even John Hagee on his TV show, doesn't he have that? Yeah, there was some other ones too. I forget the other ones. I've seen it here locally too, but I can't remember exactly where it was local. If I do find it, I'll take a picture of it and show you.
Yeah, I wasn't doubting it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to hear it. Yeah, but definitely John Hagee, sure. Grand scale.
Is it Hagee or is it Hagee or Hagee?
Hagee.
Yeah, man, he's just. Oh yeah. Well, hey, it was great to be on the round table with you guys. Happy Friday. I'll have Mike Gaddy on the Talk Crime Live tomorrow right after Fair.
Sweet.
Good music. Sure. All right. Well, and everyone check out Mr. Pilum's again from this week, because Wednesday, National Intel. And it was an excellent interview he and Jeremy had last night. Check out if you haven't. And
what was
Laura
Corvino's
her name?
Yeah, terrific. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll speak again soon, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Until next time, transcend the construct. Regards.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.